Jeff Powers, and you are listening to the Poppin' Crackin' Nardcast. You gotta love it.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Nardcast. We're talking episode 150, and we're discovering new music, genres ranging from rock, reggae, and pop. And again, hit me up, thenardcast.podomatic.com, also twitter.com/thenardcast, facebook.com/thenardcast. Also, be sure to subscribe to iTunes. You can also listen on Stitcher Radio, and also I think I'm on the other, like, Pod Crusher and all those good podcast formats as well. And pretty much glad you guys are joining me in here. You just heard a song by Foreign Sons, a song called Highlights, which is a duo rock band right here from Chula Vista, San Diego, California. And that band makes up Michael and Elio. Elio on the vox and the guitar, and then Michael's on the bass and the drums. Awesome song. Good way to bring in the new episode here. Haven't done an episode in such a long time. It's been probably a week. And I just want to thank Dr. Seahorse as well for joining me on the last episode and talking about music. We dissected their latest album called Go, which was awesome. And also saw them at Hard Rock Hotel last week. And I'll talk a little bit about that towards the end of the show. I just want to get straight to the music. But again, you heard a song by duo rock band right here from San Diego called Foreign Sons. Track called Highlights, which is found off their free 4-song EP that was released right here in the late December. And you can hit them up on their foreignsons.bandcamp.com for the free download. Also, you can hit them up on Facebook as well. And according to their Facebook, they're also working on a new live set plus some new material. And you can also find them on Spotify. Again, the song that you just heard was called Highlights. And again, that's by Foreign Sons, duo rock band right from Chula Vista. Awesome band. Love that song. Love the way it brought us into the new episode of the Nardcast. And again, I'm glad you're with us. Got a lot going on. Shaved my head, believe it or not. I'll talk a little bit about that a little later as well. And I am going to be sponsoring or having part of the singer-songwriter in Battle of the Bands this year. And I have details on that a little later, as well as the Ultimate Triple Threat which is all going to be happening at the fair. And I'll tell you a little bit about the deadlines and about the admission fee and all that good stuff a little later in the show. But I want to go and keep on going. Again, we're going to discover some new music right here from San Diego. You know, genres ranging from rock, reggae, and pop. So let's move on along. I got another band here, a three-piece band that makes up this band. Joshua, Kelly, and Anderson making up this band right here from San Diego, a rock band called Blank Way. And I'm gonna play a song called Wipeout. Digging this track, dude. I love the chord progression, love the breakdown, awesome song. And if you want to check them out, they're gonna be performing on March 29th at the Stage Bar right downtown. And definitely check out their live videos as well on Reverb Nation. They say it best right there on their Facebook page, saying drinking beers and playing loud until the sun comes up. That's right. So here it is right here. Here's a track by Blank Way. Here's a track called Wipeout right here on the Narcast episode 150.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, that was a song by Blank Way called Wipeout. Again, they're a three-piece rock band that's making up that band, Joshua Kelly Anderson. Definitely tell them you heard them right here on the Narcast. Again, they're performing on Saturday, March 29th at the Stage Bar. And again, definitely check out their YouTube and their Reverb Nation for their videos that were recorded live in studio. And again, you can hit them up on Facebook, Reverb Nation, as well as YouTube. And again, that was a track I play here off their EP called Wipeout. Now let's go ahead and move on. Dude, you know what? I miss just tossing the songs. I feel like lately I've been like, you know, obviously having bands on and interviewing them, which is cool, but I kind of like just like having like one of those podcasts where I just talk a little bit about the bands and then I move on to the next band and I toss to their music and so forth. So, and this is what I like. I kind of miss this. I just sitting on the couch doing a little bit of research, you know, listening to some good music and talking about them and posting it. That's what it's all about. So we're going from rock to reggae now, and we have a four-piece band right here from San Diego called Without Papers. That's right. And actually, this song here really hits the soul for me, man. It's called Landlord, and I really feel like I can relate to this song. And there's been moments, which is a moment this month where I'm a little late on rent, and I only paid a little more than half of the rent because, you know, times are tight. But, you know, I'm probably, you know, TMI at the moment, but it's all good. But so I'm going to play this track here off their four-track demo called, the song's called Landlord. And again, this four-piece reggae band is including Jared, Shane, Rim, and Jay Sticks. Love it. And apparently Shane is not just a guitar player. He's also involved in some adult entertainment. But I know they're just joking on their Facebook page, but I thought it was cool. And I love the Jay Sticks. That's tight. That's tight. That's the dude on the beats. But anyway, their next show is going to be March 15th down over in East County at the Main Tap. So definitely check them out if you're in that area. Again, that's March 15th, which is 2 weeks from now. And I found them on Reverb Nation, Twitter, and Facebook. And again, here's a track right here off their four-track demo, a song called Landlord, right here on episode 150.
Yep.
I said, hey, Mr. Landlord, he's coming for my rent, Mr. Landlord.
All right, that was a song called Landlord by Without Papers. Again, that's a four-piece reggae band from San Diego. Making up that band is Jared, Shane, Rem, and Jay Sticks. Doing their thing again, they have a show on March 15th down in East County at the Main Tap. Again, you can check out their four-track demo. Hit them up on Reverb Nation and Twitter and Facebook to hit up their four-track demo. Again, that was a track right there called Landlord, one of my favorite tracks that I've heard. And honestly, like, I'm digging that, man. That's some pretty laid-back, kickback kind of tunes, man. I love that reggae feel to them. And I really appreciate them letting me... Actually, I really appreciate all the bands tonight or today letting me, giving me the opportunity to play some of their music, you know, because that's what I do. I like to promote, you know, underground and local music, you know, throughout the... Definitely right here in San Diego, because there's just so much here in San Diego that that's really good. That's really good music that's not really being exposed, you know. Like, I'm glad I'm, you know, a part or a reason why, you know, a lot of these bands are getting a little bit more recognition is just by providing them another outlet, you know, which is, to me, is an awesome feeling knowing that I'm just an extra gateway outlet for them to promote their music. Which coming up to this next band here, a folk pop band called Egos Tucker, and they're no strangers to the podcast. I actually had them on a couple times. I featured their tracks, actually interviewed them. I went to their show at the Golden Hill Street Fair. Also hit them up at Casbah, which was an awesome show as well. And they're actually going to be releasing a new single called Sophia here shortly in the next couple weeks. But before they even release the single, they're going to actually release a music video actually on Tuesday, which is possibly going to be today when you guys hear this. And it's going to be actually released with the help of Snow Globe Productions, and they're actually in the final processes of the editing, and hopefully by, you know, sometime Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon, after you hear this track, you're going to be able to actually watch it. And I'm gonna play it here shortly for you. And again, Egos Tucker is a four-piece band right here from San Diego, and making this band is Cameron, Mikayla, Rugger, and Ryan. And I'm telling you, these guys and lady, they're awesome. Mikayla is amazing on vocals, and you should definitely hit them up. They have all the social medias. They have Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation. And definitely hit them up, show them some love. Tell them you heard their new single exclusively right here on episode 150. And when we get back, we'll actually had a chance to chat a little bit with Egos Tucker. They sent me over voice memo talking a little bit about the video process of this new single here. And yeah, so let's hear it real quick. Sophia by Egos Tucker right here on episode 150.
Yep.
Me deeply.
All right, that was Ed Ghost Tucker, a new track here called Sophia. And again, they're a folk pop four-piece band. Making up this band is Cameron, Mikayla, Rucker, and Ryan. And again, they're releasing the new video for this track, for this single from off Snow Globe Productions, with the help of Snow Globe Productions. And I actually got a chance to talk to them a little bit about the track and then video and all that good stuff. So let's check in with the guys and the lady from Ed Ghost Tucker.
Hey, Nard.
Yo.
Yeah, Ed Ghost Tucker, that's us. Checking in with the Nardcast. Thanks for playing our song. First of all, we just made a video for it. It's coming out today? Is this today?
I don't know what day it is.
In Nard.
In real time.
Nardland. Yeah, it's a new video for our song, Sophia. It's a song that Mikayla wrote, and all of us, helped out. And we made the video a couple weeks ago in my bedroom. We gutted it, took all my stuff out of it, and put ourselves in there, put some dancers in there, and put some crazy lights in there, and a bunch of crazy gear with this cool production crew called Snow Globe Studios.
Major thanks to Snow Globe.
Yeah, they were rad. And we just did that and shot it in a night, and the video's out now. We've been working on it, seeing rough cuts for the past couple weeks, and they've looked beautiful, so we'll see the final cut here, and then we'll put it out, and you'll see it if you go watch it.
What else? Oh, we recorded the song by ourselves in our studio.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can listen to it on the radio.
Yeah. Maybe the radio will play it one day. Or
it already
this
has.
Sunday.
That's right. That was the members of Ed Ghost Tucker talk a little bit about their new latest track here called Sophia. And again, they're going to be releasing it through Snow Globe Productions today. And definitely check out their YouTube page and their Facebook. And I also probably have it on my website as well. And again, follow them on Facebook and Twitter. And they're also found on Reverb Nation. So definitely show them some love. And that pretty much, my friends, wrap up the new music discovery for episode 150. And I hope you liked all the music. Show all the bands some love. Again, earlier I played Foreign Sons, song called Highlights. And then after that, I played a track called Wipeout by Blank Way. And then after that, I played Without Papers, a track here called Landlord. And then we ended the show with our friends from Ed Ghost Tucker, their latest and not even released new track called Sophia. And again, hit them up on YouTube and check out their new video. And also, speaking of videos, we also got some live videos from Blank Way, so definitely check them out on their YouTube and their Reverb Nation as well. And also check out Foreign Sons with their free EP, four song EP download. You can just go to their Bandcamp and hit them up for their free song, or for free music. And then also I want to mention a couple other things before I leave. I have a show that Listen SD is going to be throwing this Sunday. And before I get into that, I also want to talk a little bit about the San Diego Fair. So basically I'm going to be sponsoring the or one of the sponsors, I should say, for the Battle of the Bands and singer-songwriter competition. So just want to give you guys a heads up that the application deadline for both of those will be April 14th. And it is a $20 admission fee, so definitely be sure you submit your application along with the $20 admission fee. And for more info on that, just hit up sandiegofair.com and then just click on the link, Battle of the Bands, or singer-songwriter competition. Now, there's going to be something new, though, for the Battle of the Bands. So, you're going to, when you're in the contest, you're going to have to actually perform a Beatles song. So, definitely make sure you pick a good Beatles song and make sure you perfect it, because the judges are going to basically judge you on a Beatles song. Now, for the Battle of the Bands, we have first place prize will get $3,000, and then second place prize will get $2,000, third place prize will get $1,000, and then the finalists will be announced on May 9th, and then the final round will be on June 17th for the Battle of the Bands. And also, I'm going to be very involved in this process. I won't be judging, but I'll be involved in this process. So I'll probably interview, feature some bands on the podcast, upcoming podcast within the upcoming months. So definitely be on the lookout for that. So again, I just want you guys to just, you know, submit your applications in before the 14th of April. And then be sure, if you're doing the Battle of the Bands, that you have your song, your Beatles song, ready to be performed. And then for the singer-songwriter, same thing, $20 deadline fee, April 14th. But the final round for that will be on June 20th. And then there's the same prices for the first, second, third place, but you get studio time and you get a trophy. So for first place, you get $3,000 plus 5 hours of studio time and a trophy. And then for second place, you get $2,000 plus 3 hours and a trophy. And then third, you get $1,000 plus 2 hours and a trophy. And the studio time will be offered at the Recording Arts and Technology Studio. So again, for more information, hit up sdfair.com. And then also, I want to mention a show here. Before I get into the Listen SD show, there's also a couple other contests. There's going to be a dance, singing, acting, plus an ultimate triple threat competition with ages varying from like 8 to 18, which is going to be an awesome event. These are going to be like, basically, these are the kids of the future. These are the kids that's going to have the talent, that's going to be our new talent of the future. And I'm so glad to be part of this, because I'm going to be emceeing this, or actually hosting it. So I'll be like, you know, introducing some of the cat, you know, to the, some of the younger kids on stage, you know, for all three, you know, categories, or whatnot. So I'm really excited. This is going to be big for me, and I just want to keep continuing to promote that. So if you know someone, or you are someone that's listening to this right now, and you have talents in acting, dancing, and singing, definitely sign up for the Ultimate Triple Threat. But if you only can really if you specialize in only one of those three categories, then you can sign up individually. So definitely sign up for that. And again, for more info, just hit up SD Fair. And then there's some links for the singer-songwriter, Battle of the Bands, dance, and singing and acting. So good luck to everybody. Again, it's April 14th for the deadline, $20 admission fee. And just click on each individual thing that you want to compete in for the various prizes and requirements for competing. So definitely read the guidelines for sure for all of those categories. So we also have Listen SD's 1 year anniversary. I can't believe she's just now celebrating her 1 year anniversary coming in March. So she's going to be having her 1 year anniversary at U31 on Sunday, March 9th. So definitely go through there. She's going to have a band, Gardens and Villa. They will be performing there also on the bill will be Tropical Popsicle, which is a local San Diego band here. And then also DJing will be Color Vision. So he'll be DJing in between the sets. So again, this is March 9th, I believe, which is a Sunday night. So definitely come through, celebrate Listen SD's 1 year anniversary. I'm very proud of Rachel Frank and what she's been doing with the community, combining art and music together. And I am so glad and proud to be part of her local obsession nights. I've already like hosted 3 of the 4. Unfortunately, I missed one of them, and I can't wait to continue to host these events with her in regards to to Listen SD's Local Obsession Nights. And friends, that basically wraps up the Narcast episode 150. There's anything that I missed with the bands, all you gotta do is just show them some love, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, let them know, go to their shows. I'm pretty sure like most of these bands are gonna be having some shows. Follow them on Spotify. I know Foreign Sons and I know Blank Way, I know they're on Spotify now, so you can listen to their music on Spotify. Also, Blank Way is going to be performing on the 29th down at Stage Bar, which is downtown. Awesome venue. Plus, you got Without Papers, Reggae. If you're into reggae, they're going to be playing on the 15th in East County at a place called Main Tap. So definitely be sure you hit them up. If you love their music, let them know. Share the love. Share the podcast. That's one thing that I need to do more of is, basically retweeting and sharing my podcast so people can, get more exposed to this. And there's just one a couple other things that I want to mention that's not related to music or entertainment is the fact that I shaved my head. That's right, I shaved my head over the weekend. I don't know, I just want it changed because I feel like so much has been going on with whether it was work or whether it's personal life or whether it's just whatever. And I just wanted to do something that I could change, and it could be a good change, and it can just be part of the change of everything changing, if that makes sense. So with everything going on in my life, I was like, you know what? I can get a fresh start by just shaving my head off, just shaving my hair or shaving my head and then just starting fresh. So that's what I did. So Sunday, while watching the Oscars, I ended up shaving my head. And speaking of the Oscars, Ellen DeGeneres hosted it, and obviously 12 Years a Slave won Best Picture, which was expected, I guess. Leonardo DiCaprio didn't get the Best Male Actor this year. Oh well. Cry Me a River. And Ellen DeGeneres posted an epic selfie for sure, and I don't think anybody can top that one. Not even me. And I'm a selfie king, so... what else is going on in internet? Scarlett Johansson's pregnant now with her fiance, which is crazy. That just came down on the entertainment news line today, last night, yesterday, which is Monday, if you're listening on a Tuesday, or anytime this week. It happened on early Monday. News got around that Scarlett Johansson is pregnant. But I think for the most part, I think the thing that's trending the most is basically, the Oscars, Ellen DeGeneres bringing in a lot of ratings, and this was her second time hosting it, so, she did pretty good with that. And just the fact that, 12 Years a Slave, was obviously one of the best films this year. It was competing with some pretty good films, though. It was competing with Gravity. It was competing with, Wolf of Wall Street. And there's Captain Phillips and, all those, really good movies, good films that I didn't get a chance to see yet. But I need to check it out. Apparently it did well in the theaters, hit the box office a couple times, and I just haven't had a chance to see it yet. But I don't know, it just doesn't seem my type of movie. But I'll check it out. I'll check it out one of these days. And what else is going on? Beyonce, oh my gosh, Beyonce dropped the video last week, which was very interesting. And but that was last week. That's old news. What else is going on? There's not really much going on, but just that prep for the Oscars. It rained all weekend, and I want to give a shout out. I want to say happy. I want to give a shout out to Christina Lay for sure, for she moving on with her life. She's probably not listening, but it doesn't matter. I just want to give a quick little shout out. I'm gonna give some shout outs. I'm gonna give some shout outs on the top of the dome, on top of the shaved dome, because that's what I do. And I know it's somebody's birthday too, so I'm gonna be able to figure out whose birthday it is while I improvise and freestyle these shout outs. But anyway, I want to give a shout out to Christina Lay. I worked with her for the past 2 years. She was a reporter / anchor for UTTV, UT San Diego News. And now she's moving on to bigger and better things. She's actually, what she's doing now, she's actually going to be freelancing. I know I'm probably giving all, too much TMI. But anyway, she's going to be freelancing at Fox 5, and much luck to her. Also want to give a belated birthday wish out to my boy Jackson Sterling. That's my boy, man. We've been colleagues and friends for almost 6 years now. And I want to give a big, big happy belated birthday to my little sis, Helen Contreras. You know, we worked together for the past 6 years at Arrowhead General Insurance Agency. Just want to give her a big shout out. And I just want to give a shout out to people who just showing love, man. Janine, she's been showing a lot of love with the podcast, about all my, you know, all my tweets. Big fan of Dr. Seahorse. She's been very. She promotes them a lot. She promotes a lot of my podcasts as well. So I'm going to give a big shout out to them. And I also want to give a shout out to all the San Diego quality tweets that I get. And all those guys that usually retweet all my songs and all my you know, my feeds that are San Diego related. And all that good stuff. And I want to thank the bands that tweet everything out too. You know, like Dr. Seahorse was really good at retweeting, and that's what it is, man. That's what it's about. And I know I'm you know, now I'm just going off on a rant, which is great because now I can go on a rant towards the end of the show instead of the beginning of the show. So you guys got your music. Now you get to hear me talk a little bit, right? What can I say? I mean, I've been doing this thing for 5 years. I know how to talk. Basically forever. But anyway, I'm gonna give you some more insightful things. What else? Do I have any other shout outs though? I think that's it, but I do want to mention one more thing about the Narcast. I launched the Narcoustics, so if you're interested in doing the Narcoustics, hit me up. You can email me thenarcast@gmail.com, or you can just hit me up on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Snapchat or Instagram or Vine or whatever you want to, WhatsApp, whatever you want to find me on, whatever social media you want to use. Let me know you want to be part of the Narcoustics. I think those are doing really well. Grizzly Business so far, I did two videos with them, and they got the most views right now. Did one with the Night Owl Massacre, and I also did one with Gail Skidmore. Did two tracks with Gail Skidmore, and I want to continue to do that. And also in April, I'm launching this thing, this whole new element of the Narcast called Nar's Neighborhood, which is I go out and I find San Diego's best kept secrets, whether it's a coffee shop, restaurant, a bar, freaking cool hip thrift store, or a barbershop, or a salon, or a cool little beach place, or taco shop, whatever it is. I'm just gonna go out and explore San Diego or whatever community I might be in through the eyes of the Narcast, and it's all video, so it's gonna look really cool. And the purpose of that is to brand my Narcast outside of the music realm. So I have my music thing, I have the podcast, I have the Narcoustics, and within the podcast also I have the TV, the film, the entertainment value of the podcast. But now I'm moving on to the video elements, which will be more involved with the community that I'm in, that I'm seeking interest in. So I'm launching that in April. So be on the lookout for that. I'm actually gonna start shooting video elements and getting that ready this month. So I'm gonna be really busy with work and work outside of work. So very busy guy. I got so much stuff lined up. I'm really excited. I got a lot of people on board with it. Super stoked. And I'm just hoping that the NARS neighborhood bring in sponsorships once I get enough of these rolling out. And I'm going to go ahead and give you a hint. I'm probably going to touch. I'm probably going to have segments with Sugar Scribe down in, I think they're in PB. Then I have a cool little hidden thing about True North, West Coast Tavern, Uptown, Snooze, and then you got other places like Antique Row Cafe, Hillcrest Cafe, Studio Diner, and then you got all these small mom-and-pop shops in Chula Vista, Bonita, and just those southern small neighborhoods of, like, you know, right around the border. And then I'm gonna go up north to Carlsbad. I'm just gonna hit everything. And then I'm gonna go to Orange County. Then I'm gonna go to LA. And then I'm gonna go outside of LA up north, more north. So, you know, I feel like it's gonna be kind of cool. I'm gonna brand the Narcast outside of the music world. So I just want to just touch bases on everything. So that way I feel like that's what I do out. That's what I do at work. So I'm gonna bring in those clientele to my brand, to build my brand even better. Because I feel like That's what I like to do. I just like to give back to the community. Because if you provide me with great customer service, great food, a great atmosphere, I want to give back somehow. And if I can just provide you with a great video that you can share and tweet and bring in more people to your specific venue or place, and that's what I want to do. And I just want to like build that community around the content that I'm providing, like whether it's a music thing or NAR Acoustic or the NAR's neighborhood. And I'm gonna start doing health elements now. Eventually after I launch the NAR's neighborhood, and where we follow my new health lifestyle or something like that, where I track my weight progress or something like that. But anyway, I know I've been talking you guys' ear off. It's been probably like 20 minutes of just rambling on after the last track I just played. Again, I want to thank Ed Ghost Tucker for providing me with an exclusive track and for allowing me to do a quick little voice memo with him explaining the process of the new track here, Sophia. And I also want to thank the other bands for the last minute request to get their music. For example, Blank Way, Without Papers, they were very, very quick with like saying, yeah, man, go for it. You can totally use our music. I had Without Papers send me over their 4-track demo in an email. And then Blank Way, their songs are provided right there on their Reverb Nation. So I was able to download that right away. The same as Foreign Sons. Check them out. Their music's free. Their music's up there on Reverb Nation, as well as Bandcamp for download. So just check it out. I wanted to do the rock thing this week, so I hope you guys like the rock music. And definitely stay tuned for next week. I'm gonna do the same thing, maybe new music discovery. I got some other bands in line to do an interview with me. Hopefully I'll get the guys from the new ending on. That's my boy Mike and Derek. Hopefully I can get them on to do an NAR Acoustic, and then I'll get Silent Comedy in. They'll talk music with me before releasing their new album coming out here in March. So I gotta get on that. Plus Sister Speak duo, actually they got three members now. Talk music with them, hopefully get some NAR Acoustics. If not NAR Acoustics, at least get them on to promote their CD release party here in March. So I'm telling you, March is gonna be busy, and I'm super stoked. And with that being said, hope you guys have a lovely week. And please send me over some music. Send me some ideas you have for the NAR's neighborhood. If you know a best kept secret, you know a really awesome place that's a mom and pop shop that no one knows about, send it over my way. Cause again, I'm doing a new element here called NAR's neighborhood. And if you have any suggestions, any comments or anything, please feel free to post it on my Twitter, post it on my Facebook, or just send me over an email at thenarcast@gmail.com. So anyway, this is episode 150. It's your boy Janar Sutton, your host of the NARcast. Thank you for listening in, and I had a great time just sitting here talking my ass off. And now I'm gonna finish my beer and watch some Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and probably play on WhatsApp and drink and eat some popcorn. All right, zippity doo dah. Bye bye. right, that was a song by Blank Way called Wipeout. Again, that's a three-piece rock band, Joshua Kelly and Anderson making that band. Again, hit them up on facebook.com/JD and the Takers. And also, fuck, goddammit, dude, do it for the take two. All right, that was a song by Blank Way. Again, they're a San Diego, fuck, goddammit, motherfuckers. All right, that was a song called Landlord by a reggae band called Without Planes. Right, that was Eggos Tucker, a new track here called Sophia. And again, they're a four-piece punk. God damn it.